It's the 18th of February, the day in 1930 when astronomer Clyde Tombaugh discovered Pluto.
Drawings I made of Mars and Jupiter with this telescope in 1928, I sent to Flagstaff, and they were impressed enough with them that they offered me a job there, and that's how I got onto the Pluto project.
Dr. Hook formed on this day in 1969. They were Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show back then. They had the number ones, Sylvia's Mother, and Walk Right In. It's Yoko Ono's birthday today. She's 86 and looking pretty good for her mid-80s. She puts it down to keeping fit.
Most people think that, oh, she must be doing exercise every day or something. No, I just forget and do some work or something. And it's, oh, I better do some exercise.
Graham Garden is 76. Remember, he was the tall one on The Goodies.
Where does a 10-foot gorilla sit? Anywhere he likes.
Model and actress Sybil Shepherd turned 69. She went from the front pages of magazines to the movie Taxi Driver, but is best remembered for the 80s series Moonlighting with Bruce Willis.
I mean that when we go out on a case, we will conduct ourselves as though at the end of the fourth grade we got promoted and not left back.
Some big birthdays today, but none bigger than this bloke.
I got chills, they're multiplying.
Yes, John Travolta is 65. He went from Welcome Back, Kotter to Grease and Saturday Night Fever, revived his career with Look Who's Talking, and proved he could do anything in Pulp Fiction.
They call it Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese.
That's right.
What do they call a Big Mac?
Big Mac's a Big Mac, but they call it Le Big Mac.
Finally, another Hollywood legend was born on this day, Jack Palance. He died aged 87 in 2006, starred in Batman and City Slickers late in his career, and remember, he was the host of TV's Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Some of the 2,000-year-old dice the archaeologists found were loaded, fixed to always come up winners.
Remembering Jack Palance on February 18.